This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. President Draupadi Murmu will emplane for Nadi in Fiji later this evening as a part of her three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste. During her visit, the President will hold bilateral meetings and interact with the Indian diaspora. President Draupadi Murmu will depart from Air Force Station in Palam at 7:45 p.m. today, commencing her three-nation visit. This will be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. During her week-long visit, President Murmu will hold bilateral meetings to strengthen and expand India's ties with these countries. The special engagement and connect with the Indian diaspora in these three countries will be a key aspect of this visit. This visit aims to further the strong historic ties we share with the three nations and reaffirm India's commitment to the Act East policy. 9 children have died and several others injured after a wall collapsed at a temple in Madhya Pradesh's Sagar district this morning. The tragic incident took place during a religious ceremony at Hardar Baba Temple in Shahpur. Deepak Arya, collector Sagar, has informed that injured children have been rescued and hospitalized. He said among the debris has been removed from the site of the incident. Chief Minister Mohan Yadav expressed deep condolences for the families who have lost innocent children. He announced an ex gratia compensation of 4 lakh rupees each by the government to the families of the deceased children. In Himachal Pradesh, a search operation for missing people in the cloudburst incident in Shimla, Mandi and Kulu districts is underway on the fourth day today. Total 44 people are still missing in the cloudburst incidents. Deputy Commissioner of Shimla District Anupam Kashyap reviewed the current situation with the search team. He said the force deployed for the search operation will be increased. He said that instructions have been given to the Public Works Department, Jal Shakti and Food and Supply Department to provide essential services at the affected sites. On the other hand, two bridges of the Border Roads Organization were damaged due to cloudburst late night. In Bangladesh, the day today began with the incidents of violence amid Kota protesters calling for nationwide non-cooperation movement. The protesters have rejected Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina's proposal for talks and announced a one-point demand of her resignation. Most of the shops and other private offices were closed since morning amid the protest of students and mass people. All educational institutions, including schools, have been closed for last 2 weeks after the government declared curfew across Bangladesh following massive violence. Apart from Dhaka and its nearby districts, reports of mass protest and violence are coming from Chittagong, Bogura, Sylhet and other towns across the country. At least 2 people were killed and many others injured at Munshiganj town near Dhaka. At least 1 person was killed and 20 others injured during a clash between protesters, ruling party men and police in Magura this morning. Meanwhile, as per the official sources, the Chief of Bangladesh Army, General Waqar Uz Zaman, yesterday addressed the army officers on the current situation. He said that the Bangladesh Army is and will always be with the people for the sake of the country's people and the state. Union Minister for the Electronics and Information Technology, Ashwini Vaishnav, has said that the construction work for Tata's semiconductor unit at Morigaon in Assam has begun. Sharing more details about the plant in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that this unit will be set up with an investment of 27,000 crore rupees and will generate 15,000 direct and 11,000 to 13,000 indirect jobs. The union minister said that it will be a very big semiconductor plant which will manufacture 4 crore 83 lakh semiconductor chips per day. India beat Great Britain 4-2 in a penalty shootout to enter the semi-finals of the men's hockey event at the Paris Olympics, having played with 10 men for more than 40 minutes on Sunday. This is their second consecutive semi-final appearance at the Games. India were reduced to 10 men after Amit Rohidas was shown a red card for raising his stick against a Great Britain player. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.